You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Well, good evening and welcome to Financial Notes with Cindy Gilliard. I am Cindy Gilliard and I welcome you. I want to take a few minutes and thank our sponsors, Kingstown Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. Let us take a few seconds and lift those that have been impacted by Hurricane Sally in prayer and just keep them in our prayers and in our thoughts. And tonight, I have a special guest, Sylvia Robinson. Sylvia Robinson is a regional vice president with an insurance company, and Sylvia is going to speak. So at this time, Sylvia, if you'll take it away.
Good evening, Cindy, and thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me to speak tonight. And what I'm going to just take a few minutes to talk to everybody about is life insurance. And the importance of life insurance. Now, there is a misconception out there that really life insurance, the only need for life insurance is to bury you or to pay your bills. But really, the purpose of life insurance is for the people that depend on your income to be able to live. That's the purpose of it. So most of the families in the United States, most families are two-income families, either two-income families or single household or single earner families. And so if it's a double-income family and something happens to one of the wage earners, that means that the wage earner's income goes away. If the wage earner's income goes away, that means the family does not have money to live. And it sounds so elementary, but people don't necessarily think about it that way. Now, experts say that you need 8 to 10 times your income in life insurance. And you need that amount of life insurance for the period of time that people are dependent on your income. And that's because, let's just say you have kids. Kids, you're going to need to buy shoes and sneakers and AAU ball and cheerleading competitions and dance recitals and go on family vacations. That's what you need. The life insurance is to replace that, is to make sure if the wage earner is not there, that the family can live the same or better. See, 85% of widows, this is an astonishing number to me, 85% of widows that are widowed before the age of 50, they lose their home within 12 months. And if we extrapolate that out, now most people that are under 50, they have kids. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay,
hello?
So you can hear me. I'm
okay.
Sorry, I couldn't tell
you.
Yeah,
I got everybody on live, yeah. That's me. I'm sorry. My apologies, but that's my electricity went out today, and I've been having some issues with my computer and everything. So now we can hear everybody. Thank you.
So I'm just going to pick up where I left off, which is the 85% of widows that are widowed. Okay, 85% of widows that are widowed before the age of 50, they lose their home. And I'm a visual person. So I really need you to picture that 100 recently widowed people are in front of you. And if there's 100 recently widowed people in front of you, and most of those people that are with you, if they're under 50, they have kids. That means 15 of those families can get in their car and drive away and live the same or better lifestyle than they were before. They can still go to the same schools. They can still go on the same vacations. Their lifestyle is not interrupted. But for 85 of them, their whole lifestyle is disrupted because income interruption means lifestyle interruption. And that's what the purpose of life insurance, to make sure that the people that are here, they can live the same or better. Because if you depend on a GoFundMe, you know the average GoFundMe gets less than $5,000. Less than $5,000. And a family cannot survive. You can't have a funeral and raise two kids with $5,000. And so the purpose of life insurance is to make sure if the wage earner dies, the family's lifestyle can go on without any type of interruption. So what's important to know, though, is that you don't need the same amount of coverage your entire life. You need the most coverage when you're going to have to worry about paying for AAU ball or college or cars or mortgages. You need the most amount of coverage when people are dependent on your income. That's when you need the 8 to 10 times your income. But after that, when your need for insurance goes away, you need money. You need to make sure that you have money in an investment vehicle. So when your need for insurance goes away, you have money. So the other common misconception I wanted to talk about is the infamous, I have insurance through my job. You see, you don't have any insurance through your job. Your job owns the policy. You are a certificate holder. The policy holder gets to make all the changes. So in these times, what if a company needs a way to improve their bottom line? And one of the places companies go to first is the infamous benefits line, payroll, taxes, and employee relations. Well, if I get rid of my life insurance, then that's going to increase my bottom line. So if the company decides to eliminate their life insurance, you're a certificate holder. You have no say in that. So that's why the company's life insurance is not yours. And the other thing to remember is if you are furloughed, laid off, any of those things, then you have no life insurance. So remember, it's not the company's job to make sure your family's going to be okay regardless of what happens. It's your job to make sure your family's going to be okay regardless of what happens. The company's job is to make sure that the company generates the right amount of profit. And your job is to make sure your family always has income. Income in a household is money. And so that's what the purpose of life insurance is. The purpose of life insurance is to make sure that a family is going to be okay if the wage earner dies, because bills do not stop. So, Cindy, can you hear me?
I most certainly can, and I appreciate that message that you delivered. At this time, Shireen, can we take some questions from the audience? If not, I have some that were already sent in prior to the show. Okay. Well, Sylvia, may I ask you a few questions before you leave us?
Sure.
Awesome. So, you know, in a nutshell, what would you could you explain to the listeners what's the difference between term versus whole life insurance?
So term life insurance is referred to as pure insurance. That's all it is, right? Just like your auto insurance. Most people are going to pay for auto insurance 50, 60 years. And the only time auto insurance pays out is when there's an incident. The incident is an auto accident. Homeowners insurance, the same thing. If you have a mortgage for 30 years, you're going to have homeowners insurance. Homeowners insurance pays if there's an incident. which is something happens to your home. Life insurance is the same way. Term life insurance is pure insurance, pays when there's an incident. The incident is death. So you hope you never have to use it. But like pure life insurance, you don't save money with your auto insurance, and you don't save money with your homeowner's insurance, because anything that's bundled together gets confusing. So whole life insurance has two components to it, insurance and the infamous cash account. You hear them people say, I'm going to save money with my life insurance. What people don't understand with whole, yes, what you don't understand with whole life insurance is that cash is not yours. So with term insurance, you buy pure insurance, which is insurance only, and then you invest your money in a mutual fund. So you pay for two things, you get two things. With whole life insurance, you pay for two things, and you get one thing. That's the major difference.
Okay, appreciate that clarification. I'm sure the listeners are like, okay, that clarifies a lot of things. You know, prior to the show, I had another question to come in. So why do you think people don't have life insurance?
Wow. There are really three main reasons that people don't have life insurance. Number one is they don't think they can afford it. Now, term life insurance is low cost, and it's important to get low cost, level term life insurance that's guaranteed renewable, because that is the most economical type of life insurance to get. So the most common reason is people don't think they can afford it. The other thing is, man, I just don't understand it. There are so many different types of life insurance, I don't get it. So they don't understand it. Or the third reason is, I know I need it, but, man, I'm too busy. I just don't get around to it. So those are the three common reasons that people do not have life insurance.
Okay, then. Well, that's interesting, because saying that, I think of some friends or family that I've spoken to in the past, and that was seems to be one of the top three reasons that they didn't have it. So, you know, COVID-19 has impacted it's impacted all of us in some way. How has COVID-19, this pandemic, impacted the insurance industry?
Number one, people realize that they have to get their affairs in order. And we hear that bantered around and tossed around all the time. But COVID-19 has really brought that to the forefront. I have to make sure my family's going to be okay. And so people are not afraid to talk about life insurance. People understand they need it. People are not afraid to ask the questions. So COVID-19 has brought fast and furious the need for people to make sure, A, that they have life insurance so their family can be protected. And the other thing that it did is it made sure people understand or ask the questions about the difference between life insurance, because people don't want to give their hard-earned money up to an insurance company. So they're asking the right questions now, which is this my money? So it's important to make sure that you understand that cash value account that you work so hard for, it's important to understand that if something happens to you and there's money in the cash value account, the insurance company keeps that money. So they're asking the right questions, and they're asking the questions now. So that's how it's impacted the industry.
Okay, great. Well, Sylvia, again, thank you so much for coming on and sharing information about life insurance, particularly this month, which is Life Insurance Awareness Month. Would you like to share with our listeners your phone number in case they have additional questions for you?
Sure, I would love to. So give me a call with any questions you have. I welcome questions because I love, I always say knowledge is power, but having the ability to put that knowledge into action is powerful. So I welcome the questions and the calls. But my phone number is 678 678-0839. Again, 678-878-0839. And Cindy, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share the importance of life insurance. And I look forward to receiving a million questions. Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you. Take care, Sylvia.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye now. We will continue our segment. If you have questions out there, raise your hands, or you can feel free to call in at area code 563-999-3722. That's 563-999-3722. This week we talked about life insurance. And each week we're going to talk about a different aspect of finance. Next week we're going to talk about real estate, home ownership. But I'd like to take a few minutes, because this is our first show, and get a feel for you as the audience. What do you want to hear? What topics would you like to hear us discuss? So give us a call at 563-999-3722, 563-999-3722. And as we continue each Thursday at 7 p.m., we will discuss the topics that are important to you, because this show is not just about what I want to talk about. It's about what you want to hear. So, again, thank you to Sylvia Robinson for taking time out of her day to share some words of wisdom with us about life insurance. Again, her number is 678-878-0839. And I'm looking to see if we're getting any questions or any comments for topics. Let me check and see. All right. And to raise your hand, all you have to do is press 1. All right. Okay, at 563-399-3722. So in addition to what Sylvia talked about, she talked about life insurance, and she talked about income replacement and why we call it that. She also touched upon the theory of decreasing responsibility. So I want to talk about that, because that's part of determining how much life insurance you need. And so when we're younger and our children are younger, many times we are, you know, they're younger, we may have more debt, we may have a mortgage, so we need more insurance. Sylvia talked about having 8 times the amount of the home. So to ensure that when one of the income providers doesn't come home, that widow or widower does not lose that home. Because let's face it, what's worse than losing a parent than having to also, you know, lose your home? But as we as adults get older, the kids are gone, the mortgage is paid, so now we focus more on, you know, what are we going to do as we retire, and we need money. And Sylvia spoke on that as well. And so I want to talk about very briefly something called the Rule of 72. And pretty much I would love to know if anyone has heard of the Rule of 72. It's called the Banker's Rule. If you've heard of it, the number is 563-999-3722. If you would, go right ahead and raise your hand, let us know if you've heard of it, if you'd like to share it. And I'm looking to see. Well, let me tell you what that Rule of 72 is. You know, in a nutshell, and I'm going to try not to use that in a nutshell too many times this evening, but in a nutshell, the Rule of 72 says whatever interest you're paid when you go to invest your money, you take that number, you divide it into 72, and from there you will know how many years it will take for your money to double. So hypothetically, if it takes 6 years for your money, if your interest is 6%, excuse me, you divide 6 into 72, and then your money is going to double that many years. And so that's so it's one of those things where when we go to buy a house or we go to buy a car, we want our interest to be really low. But when we go to actually invest our money, what we want is we want to get the highest interest. Now, and the reason is, just like I told you, it's the rule of 72. It's that banker's rule. So and so if we get 1%, that means our money is not going to double until 72 years. Now, I don't know about y'all. I don't know what kind of skincare regimen that you're using, but 72 years is a long time to wait for your money to double. But if you get an interest rate of 12, that means your money is going to double every 6 years. If your interest rate is 12 years. If your interest rate is 3, that means your money will double every 24 years. So it is really just when you do go to, when you look to invest, I would also suggest calling Sylvia Robinson because she can help you with your investments. And that number, again, for anyone who missed it, is 678-878-0839. Again, 678-878-0839. She can help you with her with any of those investments. So, so as I mentioned, we're going to have real estate. That will be our next topic for next week. And then we're going to look at some other aspects of financial notes. We want to look also at when we talk about finances, many times what we're seeing is, you know, parents, we as parents, I'm not a parent. I keep wanting to say we, but I can't really say we. But as parents, you guys, you build up, you show your children how to work and have great work ethics and have great character. They grow up, they graduate from high school, and they start over. They start over, and there used to be that next generation was always, always did better than the previous generation. But what we're starting to see is that second generation is having to start over. So we're also going to talk about entrepreneurship. And if we could get like a show of hands, how many people are entrepreneurs that are listening? Okay. All right. So what we're looking to do is for that second generation, that third generation, we want to start leaving legacies, a legacy, which is an amount of money or property left to someone in a will. And that's what we'll be discussing as well on financial notes. What do we do differently so that generation that comes behind us does not have to start over, does not have to, and when I say start over, meaning starting over from the standpoint of funding or us not. We want to be able to leave them something so that they don't start from ground zero building their wealth. And that's that is the goal of the financial notes, to share different information each week to ensure that goal is achieved. So what I would like to do is encourage everyone to invite someone also to listen next week and to take notes of what you can do to make tomorrow better for you and your family. So I do have a quote I wanted to share with you, and that quote is, beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship. And that was by, that quote is by Benjamin Franklin. So, and part of financial notes, each week I want to just recognize a family-owned business. Family-owned business or a small business. And so the one I'm going to recognize this week is Ed's Southern Cooking. Their slogan, you haven't been fed until you ate at Ed's. They're at 5435 Woodruff Farm Road in the Mildren Plaza in Columbus, Georgia, 768-21-3307. I want to thank everybody for listening. This was the first episode of Financial Note. I want to thank Sylvia Robinson for sharing her words of wisdom. Her number again is 678-878-0839. And I want to thank our sponsors, Kingstown Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. Invite some more guests to join us next week. I look forward to all of you interacting. Thank you so much for tuning in to Financial Notes with Cindy Gilliard. And we'll talk again next week, 7 p.m.
Hey,
right here. Yes, ma'am.
Before you hang up, Cindy, I'm sorry about that. I usually try not to interrupt when the hosts are talking. But for now, we're going to go ahead and end the show this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening in. And you guys know how we do, so you don't have to be shy. Just jump in. Once again, you dial 563-999-3722. Press 1. If you want to answer a question or make a comment, press 1 on your phone, and it will dial you in. We're going to go ahead and end this episode a little early this week since we're pretty much done. And once again, Cindy, let them know what the topic is for next Thursday at 7.
Next Thursday at 7 p.m., we're going to discuss home ownership, real estate, and making that dream a reality.
Okay. All right. Sounds wonderful. And I want to take time out to thank you as well for hosting on Thursday night. It's Financial Notes on Thursday night. And we're going to work on that mic, that sound issue, people. I know you guys were getting frustrated at first because we had an outage, our power outage over here. So I was struggling trying to get the soundboard back up and running. But I thank you guys for hanging in here with us and toughing it out with us. And I want to thank Cindy. And Cindy will be back next Thursday. She will be back next Thursday. She'll be hosting this show every Thursday at 7 p.m. Please don't be shy. You know to call in to 563-999-3722 and press 1 if you have a question or a comment. We appreciate you for coming on tonight's show. Once again, we're sorry about the technical issues, but we'll see you again on next Thursday right here in Columbus on Fountain City Radio. Take care. Have a great, great night.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours.